Vertical Gardening. Vertical Gardening for Beginners. Written by Nancy Ross. Narrated by Sangeeta Chauhan. Table of Contents. Table of Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. Setting up the base you need in your garden. Hanging Vertical Garden. Square Vertical Wall Garden. Circular Vertical Wall Garden. Prepackaged Vertical Wall Garden. Chapter 2. The Benefits of a Vertical Garden. Chapter 3. Working on the Maintenance of Your Vertical Garden. The Materials. Pipe Resistance. Garden Placement. Chapter 4. Making Room for the Plants. The Sun and the Heat. Air Circulation. Picking the Right Plants. Working on the Water. Leaving Enough Space. Chapter 5. Picking out the right plants. Mixed sun and shade. Straight full shade. Straight full sun. Chapter 6. Some extra modifications. Watering system. Soil catcher. Netting. Chapter 7. Some tips for your vertical garden. Conclusion. Introduction. Are you a big fan of gardening? Are you interested in getting one of your own gardens started, but you are a little short on the space that you need to make this happen? Many people would like to spend some of their time working on a garden, but they are in an apartment or they just don't have the space to make this happen. If this sounds like something that you are dealing with, it may be time to work on your own vertical garden to help make things better. This guidebook is going to spend some time working on vertical gardens and the steps that you will need to take in order to make one of your own vertical gardens. These are often done against a wall, any wall that you choose, so you will be able to make it work no matter your location. We will even take some time to talk about how to modify this garden so that you are able to put it on a shelf or another location without ruining the wall at all. There is so much that you are able to do when it comes to working on a vertical garden. You are going to love the fact that these gardens are easy to get started with, that you get a lot of different benefits, and so much more. We will explore some of the steps to work on the design of your vertical garden, how you can set it up, which plants will work the best for this garden type, how to worry about watering this garden, and so much more. When you are done with this guidebook, you will be able to get started on your own vertical garden in no time. Just because you are short on space for a traditional horizontal garden doesn't mean that you have to miss out on the joys that come with gardening, or that you are going to be out of luck when it comes to getting the great produce that you are looking for. Read through this guidebook and find out all of the information that you need to make this garden work for you. Chapter 1. Setting up the base you need in your garden. Making your own vertical garden can be a really rewarding experience, and you can go about doing the work in several different ways. One of the best things about these vertical gardens is that all of them are pretty easy to design, and they are convenient. You just need to go through and pick the one that is right for you. Vertical gardens are basically just any garden that is first potted, and then it will be grown straight up, rather than working in a horizontal garden bed. There are a few different types of gardens that you can work with, and below we are going to talk about some of the benefits and negatives of working with each type of vertical garden. Hanging Vertical Garden. One of the first types of vertical gardens that you can work with is known as the Hanging Vertical Garden. This one is easy to work with, and you can determine the size you would like the garden to be based on the size of the pots that you are purchasing for the plants, as well as the type of plants that you want to use. For example, you could purchase pots that are about 5 inches by 5 inches, which can be a medium-sized pot. These pots can be hung on their own as long as you find a material that is strong enough to support it. You should probably not go through anything that is much bigger than that, or you will get a pot that is really too heavy to work with. To work with a hanging vertical garden, you will need about 6 3x4s, a screw hook for all of the plants, some nails, and a hammer to help get it going. You can then take two of the boards and stand them up vertically, taking one of the other boards to cut in half widthwise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?